24-year-old Arab-American Rima Faqi won the title of Miss USA this week at a beauty pageant held in Las Vegas. Miss Faqi is a Lebanese immigrant and won after swimsuit, evening gown, and interview competitions. She joins us from New York City. Good morning, Rima.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am well. You know, the story about you winning the title has caused a great deal of, shall we say, internet traffic on our website, VOA's website.
Wow.
We got questions from people all over the world.
I'm happy. I love questions.
Well, the thing is, you know, our audience reaches out to basically worldwide, and particularly in, you know, areas like Afghanistan and in Africa and India and China. We've got people from all over the world that they sent in their questions they wanted me to ask you, so I'm just going to go ahead and leap right into this.
Go ahead.
Now, I understand that you're from Shrifa in southern Lebanon, and your family is Muslim. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, now, let's see. This is from Ben in Nigeria. It says, how will you use the Miss USA title to influence the lives of other less privileged Muslims and non-Muslims alike?
Well, I hope, is this Ben that asked the question?
Yes, it is.
I hope, actually, to take away that fear that these individuals have within the United States and outside, and this stereotype that they fear that because they're Muslim or because they're of a certain ethnicity or religion that they're going to be racial profiled and they're going to be discriminated against. I hope to show them that America, we must all remember, is a land of the free and opportunity, and it still is.
Okay, now there are some, let's see, this is titled Muslim Gal from Connecticut in the United States. Rima, congratulations, so happy a Muslim woman and a brunette won. You are so beautiful. And she put a little smiley face.
Thank you so much.
Now, on the other end, I'm going to butcher this name, but I'll try. Siriala Dean from Libya says, Islam has forbidden this. I'm assuming he means beauty contests. And she is only Muslim in idea. How do you respond to somebody like that?
Well, I want to let him know that we must not forget that countries, especially the country where I'm known to come from, Lebanon, embraces beauty pageants. Actually, Miss Lebanon, I believe, is like a Super Bowl, kind of like that's how big it is on TV in the Middle East and other countries that also have a representative of a beauty contestant. He wants to state something about Islam. You know what? He might be right in some way because I don't define myself around religion, and my family does not as well. We are Muslim. We respect the religion. We might not be as strict as many people in Libya are, but we're not defined by religion, and we do spiritually appreciate every religion background.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here.
Okay.
First of all, take me back to that moment. You're standing there on the stage, and there's only two of you, you and Miss Oklahoma. And you're kind of head-to-head with one another, and they're, like, getting ready. The first runner-up is, you know, and the music gets real tense. What are you thinking?
At that point, I am, first of all, trying not to cry, because I was crying on commercials the second I made it to top five, and I was being yelled at that my makeup couldn't be retouched. And I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, am I really standing here in top two in Miss USA? You know, you work so hard, David. You work very, very hard. In my situation, I worked extremely hard, working three part-time jobs. I sold my car to enter Miss Michigan. I was trying to do so much to not stop me, or have anything to say that I can't do this because. And then here I am. I'm top two in Miss USA. And so I felt, of course, like my feet weren't even touching the ground. I felt like I was extremely happy.
And then when he says the first runner-up is Oklahoma, that's did you hear it? Did you actually hear him say that?
No. Even when I was going through a few interviews the last couple of days, they would replay that. They would replay that in the background while they're asking me a question, and I'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, because I'm listening to it. You know, it's an amazing feeling. The first runner-up is Oklahoma, meaning the winner is Miss Michigan, you know, and it's just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. At this point, I turned around, I looked up at the girls who had been my roommates for the last 2 weeks, and they all pointed right back at me, letting me know that, yes, Rima, you did just win Miss USA.
Now, I talked with Imad Hamad from Dearborn, and he was saying that you have, you know, basically there's a lot of sacrifice that you've gone in, that has gone into getting to this place, to get to the title. And that, you know, people should not be upset or be concerned about, you know, your faith or your ethnic background, that they should be concerned with your beauty. You know, how you're going to be representing a country where some people will say that kind of thing, and some people will say, you know, she's got family in Lebanon that's tied to Hezbollah and she should renounce the crown. Can you do that emotionally? How do you reconcile those two extremes?
First, I'd like to thank them in Dearborn for making that statement. I admire that. Secondly, the person who had made that controversial comment that you just stated is just from one person. I'd like to make that clear. Who made that comment even before May 16? She wanted the Miss Universe organization to disqualify me from the pageant over her false accusations from her own personal opinion. Absolutely false. The only thing that she stated that was correctly is my name and my location, which is Dearborn, Michigan. And to go on and answer your other question, Lebanon, people need to understand, still is majority Christians, if not 50-50% Muslims and Christians. And they embrace beauty pageants. And, you know, something that I've done, they don't see it as a girl in a bikini on stage. They see it as a representative of the United States, a representative of someone who's beautiful on the outside and on the inside, and of someone who's educated.
Now, that's something else, too. You graduated from the University of Michigan with a degree in economics and a minor in business.
Correct.
And you plan to go on to law school after your term is over?
Yes. I plan to have enough to pay off my school loans and go to law school, yes.
Now, what kind of law are you hoping to study? Criminal or corporate or civil?
International.
International.
Mm-hmm. I always reach for the tough stuff, huh?
Yeah, really. Nothing like going for the jackpot at the first throw.
Yeah. You run before you walk.
Now, do you see that as a stepping stone to a diplomatic career, or is that just because you believe that's where you're supposed to be?
I see it as both. I see a diplomatic career, and I see it as my childhood dream of working with Donald Trump. He's doing so much real estate within the United States and outside. And I just feel like this can be something as a stepping stone to where I really want to be in the business corporation world.
Now, so far I've seen you on, David Letterman. I saw you on the Today Show. A lot of people have asked you about the photographs from the radio remote. I'm almost embarrassed to ask about those things because I've worked in radio for 3 decades now, and I realize, look, this is just a promotional thing for the radio station. But you've had to deal with that kind of thing. Did the pageant prepare you for dealing with the controversy of, you know, everything you've ever done in public is now going to be on the internet?
Well, let me explain something to you. You should not feel ashamed to ask me that question because there's absolutely nothing wrong with those pictures. They took those pictures, claimed that they were not the ones that submit them or put them out there, claimed that someone else did, which I don't believe because they were released right after I was crowned. Those pictures were at a promotional event at 7:30 in the morning that involved about 100 women. And it was a fun event where we all learned how to dance and just kind of enjoy our time. And that was my way of getting women to feel confident and get on stage and show what they learned. Those pictures were taken for fun and should not have been submitted or taken out of context. Now that they are, I want everyone to realize exactly what Miss Universe told me. Once you're up there, once you're in the limelight, people are going to want a piece of that success. And you cannot let them get that. You can't let that get to you. And they've been so supportive that I've brushed it off and been able to enjoy my time in this last 5 days as Miss USA, and I'm still building and being trained on a lot of different things. One of them is for Miss Universe, which is coming up August 23, which I'm proud to say is going to be in the United States at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas.
Now, have you received an invitation from the White House yet?
Oh, my God, I got to check because I was just thinking about that yesterday. I want to see President Obama. You know, I can tell you one thing. I know I had received multiple invitations by the president of Lebanon, and I've received from the Lebanese embassy in Washington, D.C., And I'm hoping that I'm going to receive something from President Barack Obama as well. If not, I'm going to send him an invitation from my from my apartment.
Okay. Well, now this interview is going to be part of what's called the American Cafe Show here on Voice of America, and it will probably also be picked up by our language services, and we have 46 of them. If you had, I know this is going to sound like a pageant question, but if you had this forum to say anything you wanted for just like, you know, a couple sentences or whatever, what would you say?
I just want to say that we are all forgetting in this hardship that America was built on a land of opportunity and freedom. This is why we all came here, whether we're immigrants or citizens of the United States. We need to understand that we cannot forget what this beautiful country has built for us, and we need to take opportunity to enjoy and admire our country and realize how beautiful. There's nothing in the United States that is impossible to achieve. I'm an immigrant. I come from an immigrant family. I'm an Arab American, and I'm Miss USA. What more can I say?
All right, that is Rima Faqih, the newly crowned Miss USA. She will be competing, representing the United States in the Miss Universe pageant in Mandalay Bay in August in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
All right, Rima.